Let's begin with the resolutions that we talked about yesterday after the decisions that were made on petitions.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Secretary Hepler. Tom Kirschman, Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division. I just passed out, you should all have a package in front of you of several resolutions that we crafted based on your conversations over the numerous petitions within your commission book. They should follow in order of the petitions in your booklet. And if you would like, Mr. Chairman, I'll just go over each one very briefly, and then you as the commission body can take action on each of the resolution, again, based per your discussion yesterday.
Sure, let's do okay. It that way.
So corresponding to your booklet number 11, it would be resolution 19-04 was the petition brought forward by Mr. Maddox and asking for that restriction of rifles in the area of Okobojo Creek there. Based on your conversations and the items that you talked about three quarters of the way down on that resolution 19-04 are a couple of bullet points from the discussion and some of the questions brought up. Primary points in there talked about there are other areas in the state where residential dwellings do reside in close proximity to other game production areas and public lands out there. Per the question and discussion, there to this point in time, we have no documented incidents or issues that have been brought forward at this time. And the primary point there also that you had brought up, the area that was petitioned or requested to be closed seems to far exceed the areas of safety concern. And so those are the reasons that we added into this resolution for you. Yesterday we did talk to Mr. Maddox and some of our regional staff will actually be reaching out and beginning some discussions with him today as well. So just wanted you to make you aware of that as well. So that, Mr. Chairman, is the resolution for that particular petition, again, 19-04. Yes.
Somebody want to make that
so
move?
Move.
Or a second? Okay, thank you. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution 1904 passes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we'll move on to the petition your booklet. That was number 12 from Josh Hageman, asking about and requesting the petition to allow a muzzleloader license to be used during the firearm seasons. Corresponding resolution 19-05 in front of you again about three quarters of the way down, a couple of bullet points for your discussions. Again, we inserted in here the resolution for your consideration. When the muzzleloader season was established way back when, there was a real desire to have its own time period and own start date. An important point right now during these firearm season, in particular for East River, West River, and Black Hills in particular, an individual hunter can use a muzzleloader if they so choose to. It is a legal means to harvest those animals. And then the other point that was brought up by the commissioners was the concern that this change could add more hunters on some public lands where that perception and those crowding issues already exist. So those were the bullet points we inserted into the resolution for your consideration.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve resolution 1905?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of approving resolution 1905, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 1905 passes.
Moving on, number 13 in your booklet was the petition from Mr. Rogers in relation to the limitation of the number of access permits for deer hunting. Resolution 19-06 in front of you provides the information per your discussion. And basically, there's three bullet points in this one. And all stems back to your discussion of the ongoing process that is in place with the work group and the work that you as a commission body are doing on establishing criteria around the allocation of resident and non-resident licenses. And so we have inserted in there the first bullet point of the commission is currently conducting that process to establish those criteria. The second one there, the commission believes the resident, non-resident criteria process should first be finalized prior to taking any consideration and moving forward with any action. And then the last one there, the commission will defer these discussions to a later date with the expectation that the department will be bringing forward some alternatives for consideration discussion to address this particular issue around resident, non-resident license allocations, specifically to deer hunting in this case.
Motion to approve resolution 1906.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of passing resolution 19-06, say aye.
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 Opposed? 1906 passes.
Moving on to the number 14 in your booklet, petition again by Mr. Rogers, and that would be the corresponding resolution 19-07, is in relation to creating that validation of a maximum of 200 non-resident archery mule deer validation permits. Again, based on your overall discussion and the comments provided by you, the commission body, the same language is inserted in this particular resolution, that go through the process, finalize those criteria so that you have that in front of you for discussion and consideration. And again, with the expectation the department will look at alternatives and bring those forward to you for discussion purposes.
Motion to approve 1907.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Phillips.
Is it necessary to take these all one at a time, or could we go 1907 through 1911?
Mike sums
up. Excuse me. Is it necessary to take each one individually?
That's my guess.
Okay, fine.
And a couple of these, Mr. Chairman, if I may, there will be another additional bullet point that's specific to some of the discussion topics, but I believe it would be most appropriate to do an action on each one of the resolutions.
Okay, thank you.
So we're at 1907?
Yes.
I think you have a motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor of passing 1907?
Aye.
Say aye,
aye.
Please. Opposed. 1907 passes.
Mr. Chairman, moving on to 1908. This is resolution 1908 with respect to number 15 in your booklet. Again, this was the whole discussion and limitation of non-resident and resident licenses for both private land and public land brought forward by the petitioner, Mr. Rogers. Again, same language with the important component of this finalizing your criteria discussion, have that in place before we bring forward alternatives.
Any motion
to approve?
Oh, thank you. Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor of resolution 19-08, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? 1908 passes.
Moving on to number 16 in your booklet, the petition, Mr. Rogers, specific to the fees related to licenses, specifically to non-resident licenses. 19-09 resolution addresses that one. Again, it includes the language of finalizing the process and discussion of the criteria to establish when considering these. One additional point that we had the discussion on, because in the petition it also asked for the requirement of purchasing a habitat stamp, and the discussion that was brought forward that currently the commission does not have the authority for that, and that would have to be a statute change. So we inserted that language in there as well. And also from the standpoint of there will be a more comprehensive fee package discussion later in 2019, and that would be the most appropriate time to include this overall discussion when that happens between the department and the commission.
Thank you. Motion to approve.
Move it forward.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor of resolution 19-09, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 1909 passes.
Moving on to number 17, the last petition by Mr. Rogers for the non-resident archery antelope. Again, resolution 19-10, same language, same concept again to finalize that process of going through to establish the criteria for allocating licenses to residents and non-residents.
Motion to approve from anyone?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of resolution 19-10, say aye, please. Any opposed? Resolution 19-10 passes.
And the last one, Mr. Chairman, number 18 in your booklet, resolution 19-11, that was brought forward by Mr. Bruce Bauer, requesting the allowance of some limited rifle use for spring turkey hunting. Talked about that, a couple of bullet points within the resolution. Went back to the reference that the commission took the action to remove the rifles to harvest turkeys during the spring turkey season here not too long ago. A lot of discussion about that, the inclusion and consideration of survey information, public input, with the overall concept of moving forward with the removal of rifles from a proactive standpoint of avoiding a future accident. Certainly some of the pieces of the petition seemed very complex and complicated, which is contrary to the current efforts to streamline regulations. There is also the point that some of those calibers that were mentioned in the petition are below the amount of foot-pounds at the muzzleloader capacity that we currently have in rules, so there would be contrast there. But just as important in the discussion, the commission has directed the department to reassess the use of rifles and bring forward some considerations, in particular in the western part of the state where you talked about, that we can discuss later in 2019 that if you believe would merit some changes or some allowance again, that we would have that in place for the spring season of 2020 per the request of Commissioner Phillips. So those are the main bullet points of the resolution for your consideration.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of resolution 19-11, say aye.
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 Opposed? Resolution 19-11 passes.
Thank you, Mr.
Yes. Thank you.